insert two readings before the anthem, so it's not like I've started into my reflection and forgotten the choir. I'm just putting it in there. One is from His Holiness the 14th Dalai Lama. He says, "My religion is simple. My religion is kindness." In another quote, he says, "This is my simple religion. There is no need for temples, no need for complicated philosophy. Our own brain, our own heart is our temple. The philosophy is kindness." In a Harvard Divinity Bulletin, Donald K. Swearer had an article about Wilfred Cantwell Smith, a famous historian of religion. Swearer was the distinguished visiting professor of Buddhist studies at Harvard Divinity School, and he was also director of the Center for the Study of World Religion. The article was entitled, "The Moral Imagination of Wilfred Cantwell Smith. Religious truth lies not in systems, but in persons." And the article was this paragraph. It was written to Smith's philosophy for how to begin to think about the other and other people's religion. And in it, he contrasts humane knowledge and learning with objective knowledge, knowing the person as human being, not as object. Kindness is humane knowing and learning and being. It is treating the person as a person, not as an object. Here's what it says. "To know another," contends Smith, "we must be able to stand in that human situation, realizing that there is no person on earth we can fully understand. And yet, no person we cannot understand, at least somewhat. Humane knowledge is integrative of the person and the community, in contrast to objective knowledge that presumes separation and leads to fragmentation. Objective knowledge stresses method and implies that what is known is both dominant and dominated. By way of contrast, humane learning involves being open to a greater than oneself, which Smith calls transcendence. It is the process of becoming, not simply one of knowing." Being open to greater than oneself is very similar language to what I talk about of being open to a sense of something more, a process of becoming that is integrative of the person and the community, where person and community are written in italics. And then the Dalai Lama again. "If you want to be happy, practice compassion. If you want others to be happy, practice compassion."